Thank you for joining Radio Bulgaria's podcast.
In today's music slot, the Kipri or Bonnie Lasses and their bewitching songs. Kipri or Bonnie Lasses is a formation that has brought together girls and women with a fascination for Bulgarian folklore. The idea for a formation, the selection of singers and of repertoire, all belong to its artistic director, folk singer Iliana Najdanova. Being among the audience at one of their concerts is magical, and this has its logical explanation. The name of the group itself, Kipri, conveys a message. Once people would say of the prettiest girls who sang at Hurra dances that they were Kipri, the bonniest of girls, says Iliana Najdanova. Besides enjoying the wonderful music and the girls' stage performance, during the breaks she throws a bridge to the audience by introducing the singers.
I have tutored many of the singers, so they are like my own children to me, says Iliana Najdanova.
Perhaps it is because we get along so well, but I believe whatever may happen, the girls from Kipri will always stand by me. We first made our name abroad. We have been to Turkey several times, to Istanbul, to Ankara, and to the coastal town of Inebulu. Last year we sang at an international festival in Romania. The four girls who represented the ensemble won first prize, making me very proud. There was an international jury with ethnologists and folklore experts from all over Europe. Many countries took part in the festival, and we were overjoyed that it was the Kipri girls that grabbed the first prize. In 2014, we took part in two festivals in Belgium, as well as in Exit in Serbia. I recently got a call from Tim Gubel, a producer from Belgium and founder of the ethno-music label Fusion Embassy, the man who discovered the Bulgarian group Oratnica to the world. On December the 12th, they will be celebrating their birthday, and we have been invited to take part in the concert. With two of the musicians from Oratnica, we launched an ethno project together. Bunny will be playing the Peruvian instrument called cajon, as well as a Bulgarian drum, and Jorge, the Australian didgeridoo. Our idea is to appeal to a young audience, says Iliana Najdanova. The Kipri formation has been rehearsing at the Dimitar Dinev Culture Community Club in Sofia. We have been doing excellent work with the people from the club,
They support us and love our music, says Iliana Najdanova. Two of the Kypris members are schoolgirls from the National Music School in Sofia. The third is the first singer Iliana Najdanova has tutored, Nadia. One of the girls loves folklore but also rock. There is one who is a mother who has won her children over to Bulgarian folklore. The newest member is the daughter of famed rebec player Nikolai Petrov. What brought us together? We all joined for different reasons, but each one came eager to sing. I like the Rodopi melodies best, and they are part of my repertoire. I was one of the ensemble members who took part in the festival in Romania, and I think our powerful voices made an impression there, says Nadia, who has graduated the music school in Široka Luka and the Plovdiv Music Academy. Here now is another one of the Bonnie Lasses, Vyara Misheva, granddaughter of choreographer Todor Karapchansky.
I was brought up on folk music, and that is where my heart lies. So that was the reason I joined the Kypri.
I hope that the people close to me can feel the pleasure singing gives me. Iliana has so much patience. We are, all of us, amateurs, so she tutors us and gives us the courage to face an audience. We from Kypri are one big family. Irena Chakurova joined because she liked what she heard at rehearsal and decided to stay.
What keeps me here is the wonderful atmosphere.
Iliana is so warm-hearted and always says the right things at the right time. It is a challenge to hear such beautiful, clear and powerful voices, and so I want to be like them. I love traditional music. It is not commercial, yet there are many young people who enjoy listening to it. Each folklore region has its fascination, and since I am from Ruse, it is the music from the northern folklore region that I love best. Iliana's niece is also a Kypri member, Polina Ivanova. At the concert, she sang with her aunt and with her grandmother, singer from the Shop folklore region, Sanka Misheva.
моето семейство е доста голямо, с големи традиции, запазени от време.
I have a big family and we all keep tradition alive, and every time we get together we sing. My earliest childhood memories are of the lessons my aunt gave me, and I have always imagined sitting down at the piano and rehearsing with her. I am at the German language school and also do applied arts, but whatever I may choose, folk music will always be with me.
От поколението на моята майка преминаваме през моето поколение.
Starting with my mother's generation through my own, then the girls who are at school, right down to the youngest children, Ileana Najdanova says. The youngest performer at this year's festival in Primorsk, called Orpheus Singing with the Sea, was my 3-year-old daughter Buzhidara. I remember my granny Raina, who would cross herself when she started kneading bread. Then she would say a prayer and start singing. At every family get-together, she would always sing, and my mother and uncle would join in. That is something I want to pass down to our small Kypri community. I'm happy to see more and more people find pleasure in singing folk songs at the end of a tiring day at the office, Ileana Najdanova says. In today's music slot, we presented the Kypri or Bonnie Lasses and their bewitching music.
Thank you for joining Radio Bulgaria's podcast. You can listen to Bulgarian music around the clock via our 2 streaming channels. And also you can follow the latest updates and news stories at bnr.bg/English. Soon also available for mobile devices.